All right, we're going to go through our announcements to start the meeting. Place your phone on mute until such time you are presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you have to leave the meeting, please hang up and then dial back using the conference line posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. All right, so it is 10:30. Welcome to Mission Academy. It's a regular board meeting. It's Monday, February the 7th, 2022 at 10:30 a.m. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in the Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comment to the board by emailing publiccommentmissionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. So we're going to open the meeting and we'll call it to order. We'll do a roll call and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck, present. Mike Malloy,
present.
John Dorch,
present.
Barbara Willebrand,
present.
So we have a quorum. Thank you. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like to ask Mike to do it and for everyone else to put their phone on mute.
Please place your right hand over your heart. Repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. That was lovely. All right. So now we're going to do staff introductions, and we'll start with corporate officers.
Yes. Good morning, President Stanford. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Good morning. Good morning, board and staff. This is Jerry Vincent, corporate officer.
All right, welcome to both of you. School staff, please.
Good morning, Lindsay Reese, area superintendent.
Good morning. This is Jeff Martineau, vice president, charter relations.
All right, school legal counsel.
Good morning, Bill Thompson, legal counsel.
Got to turn the page. Any advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting?
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
All right. Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. Well, welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here at our meeting. We're now going to go to 1E. This is adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. And Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. In your board package, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you so much, Jeff. Any questions from the board members? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
Mike Molloy makes a motion.
John Dorch will second.
Mike Molloy is motioned and John Dorch is seconded. We'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Molloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1F. Approved agenda for the February 7th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everybody has read this. Or is there any questions or discussion? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1F?
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to approve 1F.
Mike Malloy, make a second.
Okay, so Claudette Beck is motion. Mike Malloy is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. So now we're in public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to comment or introduce themselves? And if not, Shelley, has anyone from the public commented or connected to you?
Hi, Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments or have requested to speak.
Okay, good. All right, we're on 3, action item. The board will be asked to approve the charter school's renewal application and recertification of dashboard alternative school status. And this is Lindsay Reese.
Thank you, President Stanford. Mission Academy, pending board approval, would like to submit a renewal application and recertification for dashboard alternative school status, otherwise known as DAS. Charter schools are required to recertify their high-risk student enrollments and qualifications for DAS alternative status every 3 years. DAS approval holds alternative schools of choice accountable for alternative accountability indicators that were incorporated into the dashboard beginning with the fall 2018 release. To be eligible for DAS, charter schools must have an unduplicated count of at least 70% high-risk students and obtain approval from the charter school board, certifying that the school meets the DAS criteria. High-risk students are defined as students who have been expelled, suspended, are wards of the court, pregnant parenting, recovered dropouts, visually truant, retained more than once in kindergarten, credit deficient, have a gap in enrollment, have high-level transiency, are foster youth, and or are homeless youth. Mission Academy has met the DAS program criteria with 72.19% of its unduplicated population identified as high-risk students. At this time, I would like to ask the board to approve Mission Academy's renewal application and recertification for dashboard alternative status.
Thank you, Lindsay. Any questions from the board? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 3A?
Claudette Beck will make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
All right, so Claudette Beck is motion, Barbara Willebrand has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 3A has been approved unanimously. So thank you, everyone. So now we're on 4, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown. Okay, Jerry.
Thank you for an efficient meeting. Thank you to all. Thank you.
Any board members who have any comments? All right. If not, we'll go to 5, closing items. Our next regular board meeting is March 1st, 2022 at 1 o'clock. And we now need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Barbara Willebrand moves.
Claudette Beck second.
Thank you, ladies. Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.